Blog Talk Radio.
Who's on the couch with Michael Couch today?
Today.
Find out now. Here's Michael.
Well, good evening, everybody. It is Friday evening tonight, and welcome to On the Couch. I'm your host, Michael Couch. And funny story, I was actually on Facebook today, like I am every day, and my good pal and cousin, Amy Fryant-Mumick, sent me a link to this fellow by the name of Earl Rains. And I was quite taken by him, and tonight on the Music Spotlight is Mr. Earl Rains. I'm thrilled to have him here. So we're going to start off with a little bit of his music, and then when we come back, we're going to be listening to the man behind the music. Go ahead. We're taking your calls tonight at 516-418-5594. Call in a little bit later and talk to Earl. But this is Earl Rains, Everything a Woman. Don't go away. You're on the couch.
When I see you smile, little baby, it sends you down my spine. And the way you walk, little lady, you know it blows my mind. And when I see you smile, it makes me want to fly. Nothing better, honey, than you shining your light. Yeah, it's crazy.
Business, love, pets, or life in general. Did you know the universe has answers for you? For an appointment to check the inbox for your messages, call or text me, Sandy Athey, at 410-747-6510. Your message is waiting. Call or text me, 410-747-6510. Safe journeys, and I'll talk to you soon.
And we're back on the couch with Earl. Earl, can you hear me?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Thanks for joining us, the man behind the music.
It's an honor. Thanks.
Cool beans. So, a mechanic turned musician, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
How long have you been doing music, man?
Pretty much most of my life. Started out when I was a little boy. I got my first guitar and drum set the same Christmas when I was 5 years old. And just been going at it since.
Yeah. What was your childhood like?
No, it was great. It was great. My dad, you know, he played and sang. In 1956, he had a band called Rebel in the Causes. They were one of the first groups to do some playing in the Ed Sullivan Theater above it. And
wow.
You know, it just, you know, run down on top of me. And I got a little sister that plays and little brother Mark. Mark and Bo, they do real good with the music. And just a family thing, man. We're having a blast.
Yeah. Everything a Woman, how did you come up with that one? I take it you wrote that yourself, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was sitting on the back deck one day, and I got two really great, great friends, Sonny and Megan, shout out. They're from Avon by the Sea, Jersey Shore. And, you know, they've been, you know, inspiring me to, you know, to write more. And so I was just sitting there one day and just, bam, well, I'm going to write this song. And that's how it came out.
Yeah. How many songs do you think you've written in your entire career?
Right around 100 bucks.
Wow.
That's what I call them, bucks. Yeah.
The bucks, absolutely. What is your process? You just sit down and get motivated, of course, or
I never know, man. I could be driving down the road, I could be in a restaurant, I could be in a mall, and I gotta grab a piece of paper or a napkin and write words. And sometimes I'll, like, there's one song you may play later, I'll say a prayer. That one I just, like, woke up with it one night and boom, there it was. It happens a lot. Some of my songs I just make up right on the spot, like when I'm in the recording studio. I never know how it's going to happen.
So. Right. No formal training, though, right?
Nah.
Yeah, see, that's what true bloody talent is, Earl. Is that an innate ability to go ahead and grab a pen and paper and come up with the licks, and you play yourself, correct?
Yeah.
Self-taught guitarist?
Yeah. I don't know the first thing about reading notes. I play by ear. You know, I've watched people 30 years. I do also have a band called The Cartoons. It's
The Cartoons. Yeah.
Yeah.
How long you guys been together?
The band itself been together about 7 years.
Wow. You guys, you sound like a bourbon drinker, am I correct?
Actually, I don't drink much at all.
Ah!
Believe it or not.
Another good trait of a great artist. So, anyways, you're listening to On the Couch. We have Earl Raines here. Earl, I want to keep up with the music. So, if you want to go ahead and talk, call in and talk to me and Earl at 516-418-5594. That's 516-418-5594. Don't go away. You're on the couch.
Thank you, Michael.
This is Cameron Tilbury, and I'm CEO, Creative Director of Maple Star Music and Media in Nashville, Tennessee. Check out our website, www.maplestarmusicmedia.com. And I'm on the couch with Michael Couch.
I will.
Earl Rains with Sunny Days. Earl, we got some people up in chat. I want to thank Amy Mumick, and actually Sunny Days is up in chat. Sunny Days, that must be a sweet lady of yours.
She's a very sweet lady. She's one of my very dear Jersey girlfriends, near and dear to my heart, her and Megan. And, you know, they inspired me. You know, they talked me into, like, write, keep writing. And it's, you know, folks like that that inspire me, and I call them my wing girls.
Absolutely. Someone's got to give you wings. Amy in chat wants to go ahead and say, she says, ask Earl about being told he would never play again. Tell us that story.
Well, in 2001, I was rear-ended in a car accident, and I had severe damage done to my neck and stuff, and I, you know, worked for about a week, and then they ended up putting me out on disability. And I was out 6 months and was feeling better. I went back to work, worked about 5 months, and then had a problem with my neck again one day. And they sent me home. I went to a different doctor, and here my neck was almost broken. And I worked like that for like 5 months. And needless to say, they did a surgery and put a plate and screws in my neck, and they told me I'd never play and sing again. And because of nerve damage and the plate in there, they had to move my vocal cords out of the way and stuff. And I actually wasn't able to for quite a while until I got my guitar that I have now, Old Blue, as my friends call it. A friend of mine gave it the name. What had happened is I didn't have a guitar because, you know, I just couldn't play it anymore. Mm. And one night my mom gets a hold of me and I come over here. And the story is that some guy was told by God to give this guitar to a man named Earl. He took it to another guy. That guy took it to a preacher, and the preacher brought it to my mom's house. And that's how I got it. And I still don't know who the guy is to this day. I went home that night and put the guitar in my hands and was able to play instantly, and then I wrote a song called I'll Say a Prayer.
Wow, man. How long was your recovery?
It was a few years. But you know, during that time, and what got my hands and everything working again was playing my guitar. And, you know, and I just got inspired by that.
Do you find music to be very therapeutic to you, or is it more cathartic?
Very much therapeutic. And it's part of my soul. Let me put it that way. Mm-hmm. It's embedded in my soul, and if I don't let it out, my head's going to blow off. Sometimes, you know. And, you know, before we get too much further, I do want to do a shout-out, man, to everybody that lost loved ones on 9/11. Man, this is 9/11, and we ain't going to forget none of you. I just want to make sure that everyone knows. Don't ever forget that.
A very dark day. Where were you on September 11th, 2000?
As a matter of fact, when I was put back out on disability for the second time, it happened to be September 10th that they told me that I needed surgery and all that So the next morning when I woke up and walked down the stairs, the TV was on, and I turned and looked just as the second plane hit.
Wow.
And it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was a dark day. Prayers and everyone. Yeah. Prayers actually especially to the 911 responders, the firemen and the policemen and stuff.
Yeah.
That I couldn't imagine getting that call saying this is just what happened, and you realize that everything you've trained for is just about to become your worst nightmare. But so a silent nod to all those.
If it wasn't for them, you know, I wouldn't be here doing what I'm doing now, you know.
Yeah.
So I want to do the shout out to them, thank them that I'm still able to do this and have the freedom to do it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. You're listening to Earl Raines on the Couch. When we come back, more with Earl Raines. And don't go away. Thank you, Amy, for that question. It was a good one.
This is Kelly Lee Tapson, your stomping angel, stomping out crap so you can two-step into your radiant true nature. As an intuitive energist, I illuminate the blind spots on your journey so you can ride into infinite fields of possibilities, have fun, be wild and untamed. Kick off an email to holisticheavennaturally@gmail.com, that's holistic with an H, or give me a yodel at 306-467-2301, that's 306-467-2301.
Thank you. Couch with Michael Couch.
And we're back.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of On the Couch. We're talking to Earl Rains. Earl, Angel Rose,
hey.
the recording sounds like you actually recorded that live. Is that correct?
Yes, I did. In fact, that was the second song I recorded after I was able to play again. It was about 3 days later after I received the guitar.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm doing all the parts in that song. I'm doing it all.
Wow. Good for you, man.
Yeah.
That is
I
some kudos
drums
to you.
On the keyboard and...
Jeez, you're like a multi-talented little man there. Amy Mubuck up in chat wants to go and say, Earl, who is your favorite artist to cover? Great question.
My favorite artist to cover?
Yeah.
I'd have to say Elvis Presley growing up.
Yeah.
And I actually had Elvis's cousin tell me that Elvis would be proud to know me if he was still here. And that was pretty crazy.
Well, I heard your cover of Elvis's Why Can't Every Day Be Like Christmas. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, quite a stunning rendition, my friend. And, yeah, you were already channeling the king.
Well, I grew up listening to my dad. They dubbed him the Elvis Presley of the East Coast way back in the day. And, it's just like grew up listening to him. And my next favorite band, I'd have to say, would be the Moody Blues.
Moody Blues. And yet you sound kind of Bon Jovi-ish, too, in some of them. I hear a Bon Jovi, I hear a Morrison kind of a thing. I hear that kind of sound out of it. So are you a fan of Mr. John Bon?
Oh, yeah. And it's a Jersey boy thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got this click sound that seems like, man, it's a Jersey Shore sound.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the jerseys. Exactly right.
Yeah.
So music now is your full-time gig. Are you playing around the Jersey area, or where are you playing?
I've just been doing a couple little small local gigs, but we got some plans going on. My band, we're actually, doing some things that we're going to come out with probably in the spring. We're actually going to do a cover of... do a show of Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. We're going to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Love that song.
Yeah, then we're going to do the whole show.
Yeah,
with the
wow.
lights and everything, so.
Where do you play mostly around the Jersey area, or?
Yeah, I've been playing just mostly right here in my hometown of Pennsville, New Jersey. And I do want to do a shout out to Amy Mummick, because she's the one that hooked us up.
Yeah, absolutely. Love
and,
that woman.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And all my peeps that are listening in, man, I love y'all. Thanks a lot for your support, man, through the years, and got to do that shout-out.
Well, you got a new fan here, mister, I'm telling you that much.
Well, I appreciate it.
Cool beans. Let's go back to a little bit of the music. Earl Rains, but since you said goodbye, don't go away, you're on the couch, and absolutely go ahead and call in at 516-418-5594. That's 516-418-5594. Earl, I've added a little bit more time, so seriously, if you want to go ahead and call in and chat with Earl. This is Earl Rains with Since You Said Goodbye. Don't go away, you're on the couch.
Inside. Hey, this is Steve Silverman, and I'm, what am I? I guess a writer, producer, director kind of guy, and I know Michael very well. In fact, so well that I'm on the couch with Michael Coach, which is weird, so I'm technically on the coach, whatever.
And we're back. You're listening to Earl Rains. Earl Rains, Since You Said Goodbye. Rumor has it that you wrote that during a card game at your aunt's house. Is that true?
Yeah. they lived in Pensgrove at the time. I lived in Pennsville. Mm-hmm. I had the idea for this song, and the only thing I could find to write with in the whole house was a yellow leaded pencil, and that would not write on the paper. So I jumped in the car and drove up to their house, and during the card game of Crazy Eight, I wrote it on the back of a picture, a caricature of my little cousin Christine.
Wow, that's a great story, man. Let's go to the call lines. 334-740 is dialing in. Let's hope we can go ahead and lift this call. Hi, you're live in the air on the couch. You're talking to Earl and Michael. Who is this, please, and where are you calling from?
It's Cindy, Michael. Hi,
hello,
love.
Hello, Sandy. How are you?
It's Cindy, not Sandy.
Oh, Cindy.
Sweetheart.
I'm so sorry. Oh, get the marbles out of your mouth, woman.
Stop it. I've been trying to call for 30 minutes now, love.
Well, thank God you did. How are you enjoying the music of Earl Rains?
I love, 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 love the music. Oh, my goodness. I'm a huge fan.
Fantastic. Any questions for Earl?
Yes. Actually, I have a couple of questions, but one I wanted to know is, I'm actually totally in love with No Bullies Allowed, one that is very close to my heart and very dear. But what was his inspiration for the song?
Good question.
Well, you know, you see it every day on TV. You hear about it. You know, kids taking their own lives because they're picked on and bullied. Animals being abused. Wives being abused, you know, kids being abused at home, drug abuse, you know, anything that is against life and trying to harm someone is a bully as far as I'm concerned, and it needs to be stomped on and have its throat ripped out as far as I'm concerned, you know. It's just a figure of speech, you know. Get rid of the drugs and stuff, man. God, and there's right here in my hometown, we got kids falling like crazy from heroin. It's crazy.
That's a big thing up there in Pensgrove, Pennsville, and stuff. Hard to believe heroin is so prevalent in New Jersey. You'd think they would just stick with their pot and hash.
Yeah, it's worse than the middle school. But the thing is, man, I got to do a shout out to the officers here in this town, especially. I mean, they're catching these dealers as they're coming into town. They've been cleaning up pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
Got to do the shout out to them.
Absolutely, Cindy. Sorry we dropped you there. Go ahead. Another question for Earl.
Well, no, what I was going to say, excuse me, was you want to totally agree with him on the bullying and stuff like that thing. It was very near and dear to my heart. Unfortunately, my daughter had that happen to her as well, but being a disabled person, that happens to me as well, and I'm part of a rescue team that rescues dogs from puppy mills.
Right.
So, you know, I totally commend you for writing that song. It is a very powerful, powerful song, and it's very touching. And like I said, it's very near and dear to my heart, and I really love the song, really love the song. And, yes, people should be stomped on, and if I could actually stomp on them, I would. And I've actually punched a couple of people for doing stuff like that.
Yeah, violence don't really seem to solve anything. I really need to put that. That was just a figure of speech, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we can't defeat violence with violence. That's just stupid. But I would like to see it all stop and just complete love happen everywhere, you know. And I try to share that with my music. And I'm so sorry that, you know, you've been bullied and your daughter and everything. But I also want to commend you and say God bless you, too, for helping out with the rescue.
Yeah.
I'm going to interrupt you, Cindy. Earl, Cindy is one of the finest friends I have in my life, and she is the kindest human being you will ever meet. So, Cindy, thank you for all that you do, all that you are a crusader for, and I totally love you.
Oh, I love you too, baby. You are such a dog. I love you to pieces.
You enjoy your night, honey. Thanks for calling in. I'll call you tomorrow.
Thank you. And thank you, Earl, for your music. I love your music. Thank you, Earl, for writing such beautiful songs.
Thank you, man. You're very welcome. Thank you.
She's a lovely, lovely, lovely lady.
Welcome.
All right, Earl, running out of time. Tell everybody where we can find you.
I'm mainly hanging around, you know, Pennsville. I play at a place called Scooters one Wednesday night, and then I play Stubini South another Wednesday night. I've been keeping it kind of, you know, low key for right now because of the, you know, band working on stuff. And I like to stay close to home. I get my 8-year-old niece Maddie on and off the school bus every day, and you know, so I'm just keeping low profile. I got some gigs coming up on weekends here soon. You know, I try not to make it like it's a job. That way I keep enjoying it.
Well, yeah, that way it's fun for you, too. How about your social media? You're on Facebook. You're on Reverb Nation. Are you on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, but I just don't go on there much. And because I'm on Facebook more than anything.
Right.
Everyone knows they can get a hold of me there.
So your Facebook is www.facebook.com/Earl Raines. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Buddy, it has been an absolute delight. I hope you had fun.
Oh, man, this has been a blast. Thank you so much. Do a shout-out to everybody, you know, that's been typing here. I'm seeing this stuff. I can't type and hold a phone, but it's really cool that you got a hold of me. Sonny, love you, girl. Lauren, thanks, brother. Carol.
Absolutely.
Amy, Lillian, thank you.
I want to thank everybody up in chat. Amy Muma, guest 3050, guest 2195, guest 4720, and Sunny Days. But thank you for tuning in to another edition of On the Couch. Tune on Monday on September 14th when we have Leslie Crusell and my co-host, Sandy Athey, author and intuitive, are going to be joining us. The topic is acceptance. And, hey, Earl, if you're around, call in because you seem to know acceptance pretty well.
Yes, yes.
You got
thank
it, man.
You.
Thank you for listening to it. Thank you, man. Thank you for listening to another edition of On the Couch. Until next time, be kind to one another. Earl, take care. I'm going to call you back in 5 seconds, okay?
Okay, brother. Take it easy, buddy.
You got it. Good night, everybody. Have a great night.